The following is a free-for-download audiobook from the website krishnapath.org. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 32, Conclusion. One who is famous as the man of Krishna consciousness has eternal fame. In the material world, everyone is after three things. He wants his name to be perpetuated. He wants his fame to be broadcast all over the world. And he wants some profit out of his material activities. But he does not know that all this material fame, name, and profit belong to this temporary body, and as soon as the body is finished, all name, fame, and profit are finished. Due to ignorance, everyone is after name, fame, and profit in connection with this body. But to become very famous in connection with this body, or to become known as a man of spiritually developed consciousness without any knowledge of the Supreme Spirit, Vishnu, must be deprecated. Real fame is if one attains Krishna consciousness in this very life. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 authorities. They are famous because they were all great devotees of the Lord. Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, Manu, Kapila, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Shukadeva Goswami, Bali, Jamaraj, and the Kumars. All these great stalwarts are devotees of the Lord, and therefore they are still remembered. In the Guru Purana, there is a verse in which it is said that instead of becoming a demigod, such as Brahma or Lord Shiva, if one becomes a famous devotee of the Supreme Lord in this age of Kali, that is very rare. Yudhishthira also, in connection with talks between Narada and Pundarik, said, quote, "After many, many births, if someone comes to understand that he is the servant of Vasudeva, that person is the most famous and can deliver all others." Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, quote, "Anyone who understands that Vasudeva is everything and surrenders to him is the most learned and wise man," end quote. In the Agni Purana, it is said that liberation or transcendental life follows all the devotees of Godhead. In the Viet Naradiya Purana, it is also stated that even personalities like Brahma and the other demigods do not know the value of a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Garuda Purana, also, it is stated that out of many thousands of Brahmins, one is prominent who is expert in performing sacrifices. Out of thousands of such Brahmins who are expert in the performance of sacrifice, one Brahmin who is expert in the Vedanta Sutra is the most famous. And out of many, many thousands of Vedantists, one person who is a devotee of Lord Vishnu is the most famous. There are many devotees of Vishnu, and out of them, one who is an unflinching devotee is eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 13th Chapter, it is also stated that there are many students of the Vedas, but one who is always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart is the best. In the Narayan prayers, it is said that even Brahma, if not a devotee of the Lord, he is therefore insignificant, whereas even a bacteria who is a devotee of the Lord is famous. Lord Chaitanya, at this point, inquired from Ramananda Roy, quote, what are the most valuable riches in this world? End quote. Ramananda Roy replied that one who has love for Radha Krishna has the most valuable jewel, the greatest riches. One who is too much addicted to material sense gratification or to material wealth has no such value. When one comes to the spiritual platform in Krishna consciousness, he can understand that there are no more valuable riches than love of Radha Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Dhruva sought out the Supreme Lord because he wanted to get some land. But when he saw Krishna, he said, quote, I am so pleased that I don't want anything, end quote. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also stated that if one takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or is elevated to the supreme state of love of Godhead, then there is nothing more to aspire to. Although such devotees can obtain anything they desire from the Personality of Godhead, still, a pure devotee does not ask anything from God. When Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy, "What is the most painful existence?" Ramananda Roy replied that separation from a pure devotee is the most painful existence in human society. In other words, where there is no known devotee of the Lord, society becomes painful and association also becomes painful. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 3rd Canto, 30th chapter, it is stated that if somebody tries to become happy simply in association with society, friendship, and love without Krishna consciousness, he is in the most distressed condition, bereft of the association of a pure devotee. Lord Chaitanya then inquired from Sri Ramananda Roy, quote, "Out of so many so-called liberated souls, who is actually liberated?" End quote. Ramananda replied that the person who is completely saturated with devotional love of Radha and Krishna is to be considered the best of all liberated persons. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 5th Canto, it is stated that the association of a pure devotee is more desirable than life itself, and in separation from the association of a devotee, not even a second is passed happily. Similarly, it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 6th Canto, 14th chapter, if a devotee of Narayan is so rare that you can find only one out of millions and millions. Sri Chaitanya inquired from Ramananda Roy, quote, "There are many songs. Which song do you think the best of all?" End quote. Ramananda Roy replied that any song which describes the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna is the best song. The conditioned soul is such that everyone is captivated by sex life. All the material fiction, dramas, and novels are descriptions of love between man and woman. As people have so much attraction for this literature, Krishna therefore appeared in this material world and displayed his transcendental loving affairs with the gopis. And there is immense literature dealing with the transactions between the gopis and Krishna. Anyone who takes shelter of this story of Radha and Krishna enjoys actual happiness. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto 33rd chapter, it is said that the Lord, in order to show his actual life, displayed his pastimes at Vrindavan, and any intelligent person who tries to understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna is the most fortunate. And that sort of song and story is the highest in the world. Lord Chaitanya then inquired from Sri Ramananda Roy, quote, "What is the most profitable thing in this world, the essence of all auspicious events?" End quote. Ramananda Roy replied that there is nothing so profitable as the association of pure devotees. Lord Chaitanya inquired, quote, "What do you recommend a person think of?" End quote. Ramananda Roy replied that one should always think of the pastimes of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna has multiple activities, and they are described in so many Vedic scriptures. One should think of all those pastimes, always. That is the best meditation and the highest ecstasy. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 2nd Canto 2nd Chapter, it is confirmed by Shukadeva Goswami that people should always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only think of him, one should hear and chant his name, fame, and glories. Lord Chaitanya now inquired of Ramananda Roy, "What is the best type of meditation?" And Ramananda replied, quote, "One who always meditates upon the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna is the best meditator," end quote. Srimad Bhagavatam confirms this in the first canto, second chapter, wherein it is stated, quote, "It is only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of all devotees, whose name should always be, we should always be chanting and who should always be thought of in meditation and worshipped regularly, end quote. Lord Chaitanya inquired from Ramananda Roy, where should a person live, giving up all other pleasures, end quote. And Ramananda Roy replied that one should give up all other pleasures and should live in Vrindavan, the place where Lord Krishna had so many pastimes. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto 47th chapter, it is said by Uddhava that it is the best to live at Vrindavan, even as one of the plants of or creepers of the land, where the Supreme Lord was, and where the gopis went, worshipping the Supreme Lord, the ultimate goal of all Vedic knowledge. Lord Chaitanya now asked, quote, what is the best subject to hear of? End quote. And Ramananda Roy replied, the best subject matter to hear of is the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. End quote. Actually, when the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are heard from the right source, one becomes at once a liberated soul. But sometimes it happens that people do not hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna from a person who is a realized soul, and they are sometimes, therefore, misguided. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, 30th chapter, that one who hears about the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis will attain to the highest platform of devotional service, and he will be freed from all material lust, which is overwhelming everyone's heart. In other words, the actual result of hearing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna is to get rid of all material lust. If one does not become freed from material lust, then he should not indulge in hearing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Unless we hear from the right source, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna will be misrepresented, and we shall think that it is an ordinary affair between a man and a woman, and we shall be misguided. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next inquired from Ramananda Roy, quote, who is the most worshipable deity? End quote. And Ramananda Roy immediately replied that the transcendental couple, Sri Radha and Krishna, is the ultimate object of worship. There are different kinds of worshipable objects. Just as the impersonalist worship the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, but the result of such worship is that one becomes bereft of his living activities and becomes just like the tree or other immovable entities. But those who are worshippers of the void also attain such a result, and those who are bhukti, who are after material enjoyment, worship demigods and achieve the planets of the demigods, and in that body they enjoy material happiness. Lord Chaitanya inquired about those who are after material happiness and liberation from this material bondage. Where do they ultimately go? Ramananda Roy replied that ultimately some of them become as good as a standing tree, and some of them achieve the heavenly planets to enjoy material happiness. Ramananda Roy went on to say that those who have no taste for Krishna consciousness or spiritual life are just like crows who take pleasure in eating the bitter margosa fruit, while the poetic cuckoo eats the seeds of the mango. Similarly, the unfortunate transcendentalists are simply speculating on dry philosophy, whereas the transcendentalists who are in love with Radha Krishna enjoy, just like the cuckoo. Therefore, those who are devotees of Radha and Krishna are the most fortunate persons in the world. Ramananda Roy compared mental speculation with the bitter margosa fruit, which is not at all edible, simply full of dry speculation, and so fit for the crow-like philosophers. However, the mango seeds are very relishable, and those who are in devotional service of Radha and Krishna are like those mango-tasting cuckoos. Thus, Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked together for the whole night, sometimes it's dancing, sometimes singing, sometimes crying. In this way, the night passed, and at dawn, Ramananda Roy went to his own place, and again in the evening, he came back to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The next day, after talking and discussing Krishna for some time, Ramananda Roy fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to submit, quote, "My dear Lord, you are so kind upon me that you have spoken to me about the science of Krishna, about the science of Radharani, and their loving affairs, and their affairs of the rasa dance, and their pastimes. I never thought that I should be able to speak on this subject matter. So have you taught me, as you formerly taught Brahma the Vedas." End quote. This is the system of instruction from the Supersoul. Externally, he is not to be seen. Yet, internally, he speaks to the devotee, and that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. To anyone who is sincerely engaged in the service of the Lord from within dictates, and he acts in such a nice way that he ultimately achieves the supreme goal of life. When Brahma was born, there was nobody else to instruct him. Therefore, in the Vedic literature, we find that the Supreme Lord himself instructed Brahma about the Vedic knowledge through his heart. The same thing is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 2nd Canto 4th Chapter by Shukadeva Goswami. The Gayatri Mantra was first of all instructed by the Supreme in the heart of Brahma. Similarly, Shukadeva Goswami prayed to the Lord to also help him in speaking Srimad Bhagavatam before Maharaj Parikshit. The first verse of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes the Supreme Absolute Truth, who instructed Brahma through the heart. It is stated there by Vyasadeva, the author of Srimad Bhagavatam, quote, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of cosmic manifestation, its maintenance, and its dissolution." End quote. If we scrutinizingly try to understand the Supreme Truth, we can understand that he knows everything, directly and indirectly. He is the only Supreme Personality fully independent, and it is he only, alone, who instructed Brahma as the Supersoul from within. Even the greatest learned scholar becomes bewildered about understanding the Supreme Truth, because the whole perceivable cosmic manifestation is situated in him. Although this material manifestation is a byproduct of fire, water, and earth, it still appears just like the truth. But it is in him only that the spiritual manifestation, the material manifestation, and the manifestation of the living entities, everything rests. Therefore, he is the Supreme Truth. Sri Ramananda Roy continued to speak to Lord Chaitanya, quote, "Sir, first of all, I saw you as a sannyasi, and again, I saw you as a cowherd boy. Further, I see you as a golden doll."
Due to the presence of that golden doll, your complexion has become gold, and yet I see your complexion to be black, as a cowherd boy. Will you kindly explain why I am seeing you with such different complexions? Will you kindly explain to me without any reservation?" End quote. Lord Chaitanya replied, "It is the nature of highly elevated devotees to see Krishna in everything. Whenever they see anything, they do not see that form of that particular thing, but they see Krishna." End quote. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, 2nd Chapter, that a person who is highly elevated in devotional service sees the Supersoul, Krishna, who is the soul of all individual souls. A similar passage is found in the 10th Canto, 35th Chapter, in which it is stated that all the creepers, plants, and trees, full of flowers and fruits, were bent over on account of the ecstasy of love for Krishna, because Krishna was the soul of their soul, and those trees and plants, after Krishna manifested before them, were growing thorny. Lord Chaitanya then continued to speak, addressing Ramananda. Quote, "You have the highest conception of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and you are therefore seeing Radha, Krishna everywhere." End quote. In reply to this, Ramananda Roy said, "Sir, I may request that you don't try to hide yourself. I understand that you have accepted the complexion and mode of thinking of Srimati Radharani, and so that you are trying to understand yourself from the viewpoint of Radharani, and you are advented to take this point of view. Your incarnation is chiefly for understanding your own self, but side by side, you are distributing love of Krishna to the world. You have personally come here to deliver me. Now don't try to deceive me. I request you. It is not good for you. End quote. Lord Chaitanya became very satisfied, and he smiled and showed Ramananda his real form. In other words, the form which Lord Chaitanya manifested as the combination of Sri Radha and Krishna was shown to Ramananda Roy. Lord Chaitanya was, therefore, Sri Krishna himself, with the external feature of the mode of Srimati Radharani, this transcendental ability of becoming two and two becoming one is possible, and was seen by Sri Ramananda Roy. Persons who are fortunate enough to understand Lord Chaitanya, as well as the pastimes at Vrindavan of Radha and Krishna, can be able, by the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami, to know the real identity of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing this unique feature of Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Roy fainted and fell down flat on the floor. While he was unconscious, Lord Chaitanya touched him, and he came to his senses. Ramananda Roy was surprised to see Lord Chaitanya in the dress of a mendicant, and Lord Chaitanya then embraced him and pacified him and informed him that nobody had seen this form except himself. Quote, "You have understood the purpose of my incarnation, and therefore you are privileged to see this particular feature of my personality." End quote. Lord Chaitanya continued, quote, "My dear Ramananda, I am not a different person with fair complexion known as Gaur Purusha. I am the selfsame Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, and due to the contact with the body of Srimati Radharani, I have now assumed this form. Srimati Radharani does not touch anyone else but Krishna, and therefore Srimati Radharani has influenced me with her complexion, mind, and words, and I am just trying to understand the transcendental flavor of Krishna's relationship." End quote. No one should therefore eliminate Lord Chaitanya from Sri Krishna. The fact is that both Krishna and Lord Chaitanya are the original personality of Godhead. In his form of Sri Krishna, he is the supreme enjoyer, and in his form of Lord Chaitanya, he is the supreme enjoyed. No one can be more super excellently attractive than Sri Krishna, and except for Krishna, no one else can be the enjoyer of the supreme form of devotion, Srimati Radhika. Except Sri Krishna, all other Vishnu forms are lacking this quality. This is explained by the Govinda description of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it is said that Srimati Radharani is the only personality who can infuse Sri Krishna with transcendental pleasure. Therefore, Srimati Radharani is the chief of all the damsels of Braja who love Govinda, the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Quote, "Please take it from me that I have nothing to hide from you, and even if I do try to hide from you, you are such an advanced devotee that you can understand everything of my secret. I request that you please keep this secret and do not disclose it to anyone. It would be considered that I am a madman. The facts which are disclosed to you cannot be understood by any materialistic person. When they hear all this description, they will laugh at me. You can understand yourself and keep it for yourself. As a devotee becomes mad in his ecstasy of love for Krishna, so from the materialistic point of view, both yourself and myself are the same madman. Therefore, don't disclose these facts to the ordinary man, or they will laugh at me." End quote. Lord Chaitanya then passed 10 days with Ramananda Roy and enjoyed his company in discussing the pastimes of Krishna and Radha. The discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Sri Ramananda Roy was on the highest level of love of Krishna. Some of the talks are described, but most of them could not be described. This has been analyzed in Chaitanya Charitamrita as an examination in metallurgy. The comparison is that the discussion proceeds just like metals being studied. First copper, then bronze, then silver, gold, and at last, touchstone. The preliminary discussions between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy are considered copper, and a higher discussion is considered gold. But the fifth dimension of the discussion between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya is considered to be touchstone. If, however, one is very eager to progress higher and higher to the position of the highest metallurgist, then he can understand, beginning with inquiring into the difference between copper and bronze, and then silver, and then so on. The next day, Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy to allow him to go back to Jagannath Puri, quote, so that the rest of our lives we can remain together at Jagannath Puri, and we can pass our time in discussing Krishna, end quote. Lord Chaitanya then thus embraced Ramananda Roy and sent him to his own place. In the morning, he started his further journey. Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya met on the riverbank where there was a deity, a temple of Hanuman. After seeing the temple of Hanuman, he left that place. So long as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at Kavur, all kinds of people met him, and by his grace, everyone became a devotee of the Supreme Lord. After the departure of Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Roy became overwhelmed by separation from the Lord, and he decided to retire from service just to meet the Lord again at Jagannath Puri. This discussion of Ramananda Roy with Lord Chaitanya is the most concentrated form of devotional service, and by hearing the discussion of Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya, one can understand the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. One can also understand the confidential part played by Lord Chaitanya. If one is fortunate enough, he can place his faith in this discussion and can enter into the transcendental association of Radha and Krishna.